From Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And as always, I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. And tonight we're talking with Don from West Coast Gourmet Provisions.
Yes, but before that, we should just catch up a little bit from our last episode and
sure.
And sort of say, because we've been off for a bit, but we wanted to talk about, because we had a bit of a Christmas time,
right.
And we did get a little talking about winter vegetables, the episode before that, which we sort of talked about all that, and then we also talked about what our plans were for Christmas,
right?
And
yeah.
How close we came to that, and did you get some turkey?
No, I didn't. It's been a little while since we had an episode.
We
had a lot of life happen in between. I don't like it when we have these big breaks between episodes, but I guess they happen with holidays and family and everything.
And Christmas, so yeah.
Yeah. So what did I didn't end up having a turkey dinner. My family has long since given up doing turkey on Christmas.
Right.
They do some sort of a roast, or I think this year we did a prime rib.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And yours?
I did a couple turkey dinners. I went everywhere for turkey. Everywhere I could get a free meal, I was there for.
Interesting.
I didn't get to do my little party at my house, but I'm putting that off till I'm going to do Christmas in July this year.
Right.
And do a little get together.
Nice.
And wear some tacky Christmas sweaters.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I guess you could call it a Christmas party. I mean, we had the big family Christmas, and then we had, a couple of other things that we, in and around gatherings with friends over the holidays, but
anyways, I think we should have some good ideas on that episode,
yeah.
And I hope some of it panned out for.
Yeah, I would love to hear if anybody else got inspired to do anything from that episode, or just from hearing us go off on it. Maybe somebody got some ideas or whatever. I'd love to hear what people thought.
And if people were looking for local food, I guess we have an opportunity to talk to someone who can help us with that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Maybe we should get into that part of the interview with Don.
All right. Well, let's get to our interview.
Yeah, great. Thanks, John. And thanks for joining us, Ms. Don Posnikoff of West Coast Gourmet Provisions. What can you tell us about what you do?
Wow, there's a whole bunch of things that I do. Okay. And it goes back a little ways. I've been, I'm new to the Valley.
Right.
So just moved out here in September. And, but have spent most of my life visiting Vancouver Island. My grandparents lived out here. My daughter went to school out here. We love Vancouver Island and everything out here, but mostly the food.
Right.
So we come for the food and the ocean and that's what we're here for.
Do you mind me asking where you came from?
Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
So most recently, I actually, we have a golf course and a restaurant that we own back in Medicine Hat.
Nice.
So I've got some foodie industry experience there. Prior to that, we were in Calgary for too long. And this has kind of been always the end game. And now that we're here, we're trying to figure out how we can get into the food industry and how we can sort of make an impact there. So.
And I felt that quite nice. You gave me a phone call or an email and said, hey,
yeah,
I've heard
yeah.
your podcast and I'm moving into town. And I'm really keen about starting something to do with food. And you said, I know there's something here, but I don't know what it is. And you sort of lined up a thing to talk to everyone, which was I was pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, and that was actually a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah.
First, we were looking to move out here then, and I made some contacts and hooked up with some really key players out here. And I mean, I'm very cognizant of the fact that as a newbie, you know, I'm not going to come in and sort of just jump in and get involved. But at the same time, I think I have an interesting perspective because as a tourist, I think everybody that's been here for a while, they know where to go. They know where the best produce is. They know about the farmers markets. They know where to buy the Tree Island yogurt. And, you know, I mean, they know all the stuff. But they don't realize that the people that are visiting really want to experience those products and those artisan producers. And they don't always know where to go.
Right.
So part of it, you know, the online website came to me as a, you know, if you charter a sailboat, you can do provisioning and you can order everything in advance. And usually I stay in condos and vacation homes when we travel. So I like to get, you know, all the local products. But again, you don't want to spend your vacation shopping.
Right.
So the idea behind the website was, you know, I'm heading to town. can you deliver this box of stuff the day after I get there? So I have fresh coffee and I have fresh baking and I have local granola and local produce and oysters and salmon and, you know, what's in season and where do I get it, and have it all sitting there when I get there. So that was kind of the original concept. So I'm working with some of the accommodation providers in town. I've met with the key hotels and some of the vacation home owners. I'm working with the producers, and I've got about a dozen, I think, online now where you can order their products either sort of individually, or you can sort of order a basket, or you can custom say, you know, I've got $150. Can you just deliver a bunch of stuff to help me get through the week and let me try some new stuff from the valley?
So, right. Wow, so that's great.
Yeah, so that's kind of where it started. It's, sorry, I'm kind of on a roll here, but
yeah, no, yeah. Keep going.
it's gotten a life of its own, because I think there's also a market for people that are coming to the valley and they don't know what they want. You know, they might want a private chef in their condo, or, you know, you've got guys coming and golfing and fishing, and they want to cook a halibut back at their room when they get back and have someone barbecue it for them. And, you know, they want to eat oysters on the beach somewhere. And so it's, you know, the concierge service, I think, has a really interesting angle to it. And I'm meeting with some people about how we can sort of grow that as well. So
that's great.
So, yeah. So it's taken a life of its own, but I think it's got something to offer. So
yeah. Well, it's something we were both talking about that's kind of missing in this valley, is that the connections. And I think me and Darren have talked about it too, is that sometimes we miss out on some of these connections on how to get product A to customer B.
Right.
We went to an event. What was that one last year that we went to?
Meet Your Maker.
That's it. Meet Your Maker. Thank you. We went to that event, and that was really, I mean, that was the crux of that. I think it was a 6-hour event that just invited producers, chefs, anybody involved in food, and pulled them all together and said, okay, so now that we're all in the same room, how do we make things work better?
Right.
Like, how do we, whatever. And that seemed to be the underlying theme was centralization. Like, how do we get, who wants to take on the role of being the center of the product, and who wants to take on, and nobody really wanted to do it because everybody's knee deep in what they're doing already, right?
Right.
But that it was definitely addressed as, this is something that the Valley really needs, is somebody that's willing to sort of pull everything together and make it, you know, easily accessible to the casual or the local or whomever.
Right.
Because as you had said, just at the beginning there, that, you know, all the locals know where to get all this stuff. Truth is, most of them don't. And, and, you know, I've found that quite often, people won't even know about the market, or they want certain products, but they have no idea where to get them. And they don't want to, again, using examples, say they want something from Amara Farms and they want something from Tree Island Yogurt. And they're like, I don't want to drive 15 minutes south and then 20 minutes north just to get those two items. And you know, that's where we talk about, you know, well, there is the market, you know, which is where they all come to, and or there's places like Butcher's Block, which quite often carries products like all, I think Prontissima does too. There's, I mean, they are a few in, you know, spotted here and there where they'll carry like 8 to 10 local products aside from their own products.
Yeah.
Just to try to, you know, that value added stop. But yeah, it would be great if there was one service.
Yeah, exactly. And there's Edible Island, and there's Seeds, and they all do a really good job of that. And you know, the producers are doing a great job of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, that I find is, you know, if you look at, you know, from a tourism perspective, again, because, you know, that's kind of how I got into it, there's a lot going on in BC. I mean, they're really pushing culinary tourism as a huge mandate.
Right.
But if you look at the articles on Vancouver Island, they kind of go north to Parksville, across to Tofino, and that's it. They're done.
Right.
Yeah, and there's only two regions on Vancouver Island. That's Tofino and Victoria.
Exactly. And, well, in Cowichan, you know.
But the Cowichan is Victoria. Victoria owns Cowichan.
As far as the world's concerned, those are the two places.
I found it hard when I worked in Victoria at the beginning of my career, and I found it very hard being down there because everyone was so much like, oh, the Cowichan Valley. And I don't want to knock the Cowichan Valley because it's amazing. It's got amazing products.
But we have the same stuff here.
We have exactly the same stuff.
Or better. Or
and
different.
A lot of our stuff is being shipped down and used as Cowichan Valley products, you know? So, but still it's like, it's quite interesting to sort of look at that dynamic that, we haven't quite, exposed the world to this area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually took a food and travel writing course from Don Genova. He was down in Cowichan, and he wrote the book with the artisans of Vancouver Island, which did a great job. And he actually did a good job of showcasing Comox.
Oh, right.
But but then it ends there, right?
Right.
You know, and the book gets published, and then what, right?
Right.
So I think, you know, going forward, I think we can really, you know, with the wineries and the distilleries and the different businesses that are opening up and the people that are coming across, I think there's some exciting things.
Yeah,
to come.
I feel like, you know, I haven't really sat back to reflect it, but really in the last couple of years, there's been another little mini boom of produce, like, or people that are producing in the valley again. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole slew of new products available that weren't before. Mm-hmm. It's great to see.
Yeah,
that's great. So, you know, moving forward, ambitions.
Ambitions. Well, I guess it's twofold. One is, you know, I'd like the online marketplace to really take off as sort of a go-to place, and that people can go to, you know, they can come here. I think the line is, come here, try this, been here, buy that. So they can come, try some stuff, go back home and order it, whether they're in Alberta or Saskatchewan. I was at a small producer's workshop a couple months ago, and a lot of the suppliers, they have people that want their products across mm-hmm. Canada, but for them to ship 2 jars of honey
right.
doesn't make sense, you
right.
know, from a shipping perspective. But if you ship it with other products and you ship some honey and some chocolate and some, you know, some other things, some coffee and tea and whatnot, then it makes more sense. So, so that's the one side of it. The other side is really growing, you know, the culinary experiences. So people coming to the Valley and that really want to experience food and they really want to, you know, meet the people and taste mm-hmm. new flavors and see what we're doing here, and really being a bit of a connector and a curator for that. So that's where I would like to go. So
great.
So, that's perfect.
And so at the moment, can you walk us through, like, how would somebody go about utilizing your service?
For the which part?
For the let's just say that somebody decided that they wanted to pick up some local or
yep.
some of our local items and they wanted yep. to use your website. So it's just a matter of, it's a simple matter of, like, it's like a shopping cart.
Yeah, pretty much. If you go on, there's a shop and you can buy individual products. You can buy sort of a collection. So there's sort of a weekend basket and a taster basket and a breakfast basket, you know, those kind of boxes,
right.
That kind of thing. And then there's a customized option. So you can say, you know, I like seafood, I like chocolate, I like coffee, but I don't like tea, and I've got $100, you know,
right.
bring me some food to last me 3 days.
That's fantastic, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it'll grow. Once I kind of figure out what people are really looking for, then I can grow it. I've got, just brought on a Partissima pasta.
Right.
So, you know, we've got some whole meal options. So if you're staying right. at, you know, some of the local places, you can cook some fresh pasta instead of having to eat craft dinner and
right
you know, so I mean, people, when they're on vacation, they spend more money, right?
Yeah.
They don't mm-hmm. they don't want to eat the same stuff that they've got at home, even if
no.
they can't go to a restaurant every night. So
for sure.
I know that's my problem, is when I go on vacation, I like to eat, because I mean, that's, vacations are to eat for
that's
me
right.
It's like, but yeah,
I have the same standard. I have another business that takes me traveling, you know, here and there. But this, I find it really hard to get excited to go to one of the destinations if it doesn't have a culinary sort of
yeah.
element to it.
Yep.
So, and not slagging anybody or anything, but, like, I absolutely love when I have to go to New Orleans. I love that.
Yeah.
But then when I have to go to, you know, Colorado, I'm like, oh. Okay.
But even still, I mean, especially if you're traveling with kids, right?
I mean,
just because you have the kids there, I mean, you want to get up and have a fresh cup of coffee and, you know, sit and enjoy the mountain view.
Absolutely.
And you know, you'll find the local coffee joint to have fresh muffins and you know, so it can still be interesting.
Yeah.
It's just not quite New Orleans.
Absolutely. Well, and John just did a bit of a food tour of Portland. I think we did an episode on that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a little episode of my trip through Portland, which...
Mm-hmm. Doing just that, just spending 6 days exploring food down there.
Yeah, of course, we didn't have a kitchen to cook in, so we just dined out the whole time.
Darn, hey, you gotta hate that.
I still hit the farmer's market, and I was just blown away by the market there.
Yep.
I mean, just on the size of it compared to ours, which is, I mean, not knocking ours in anyways, but there was just that much more product there. So it was really interesting to do samples as you were sort of tasting everyone's
different.
Did you
wish that you could take a whole bunch of stuff with you? Or
I was really wishing, yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it might be a little bit of trouble at the border, but...
Yeah. Yeah, not so bad if you're driving. Flying becomes a little
right.
Awkward,
yeah,
but yeah.
How have you been like, how have you been received? How have you found the reception?
Really good, actually.
Yeah.
And again, I wasn't expecting to come in here as a, you know, as a new person on the block and getting rave reviews. But I think, you know, the suppliers and producers are excited about having somebody else helping them market their product.
Yeah.
I'm big on social media, so all of the people that I deal with, I promote them on Twitter and Facebook and on my website. The hotels and the accommodation providers, they're excited about having something new to offer their guests. And
well, that's great.
A lot of them are using technology to figure out, you know, what are the interests of the people that are staying there, and then how can they pair them up with you know, basically, you know, good services. So
that's great.
So it's all been good.
Can you name a few of your suppliers you've got, maybe just...
Sure. Well, I already mentioned Prentissima.
Yeah.
So we've got Sarah from Prentissima Pasta. We've got, I don't want to leave anybody out though, so I apologize. Ivan's Truffles, Dark Side Chocolate. I've got Royston Roasting House. I've got Hornby Island Teas right now. I've got Clever Crow. I'm starting to, I know I'm missing people. I've got Artisan Edibles out of Parksville. I've got As You Like It catering and products, mm-hmm. Laura's stuff.
Mm-hmm. We have to get Laura on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so busy, though.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know I'm missing people, and I apologize.
Yeah. Well, we put you on the spot.
Yes, you
didn't have
any
time to prepare,
But the important thing is I'm adding more all the time.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So, you know, if you hear about me and just, you know, send me a note and go to my website and take a look, and I'd love to add... more products and more. I do a blog as well, so I can you know, put a post out there for people.
Well, this is a perfect time to maybe just give your email or your
website
address.
Yeah. The website is westcoast-gourmet.com.
Okay.
So there's a hyphen in there, which is a bit of a pain, but westcoastgourmet.com, and yeah, everything on there in terms of contacting me and getting more information is all there.
Perfect. That's great. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
We wish you all the success. This seems like a great service that we definitely need in the Valley.
There you go.
Darren's hooked on her brochure right at this moment. I'm looking
over it back and
forth. I hate to tell you, but I'm in the process of doing a new one. So
don't get too
attached to this one. I just like the pictures.
Yeah, they're great pictures. That's
wonderful. I have to admit, you have some beautiful pictures to go along with the website. So I thought it looks very nice. And so
there you go. All right. Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Edible Valley podcast. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Where else can we be? Twitter at Edible Valley. You can find us a lot of social media out there. Definitely don't forget to check us out and send us any comments or questions you have about that. And hopefully we can help answer any questions, especially if you want to get involved with the food bank and maybe donate or something like that. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. And thanks again to all of our sponsors, Butcher's Block in Courtney and Ivan's Truffles and the Atlas Cafe.